Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Samach. We are starting right at the top of the Amud, and Vilna's daf, it's about halfway through Mem Tes Amud Aleph with the words of Zera B'Shem Rav Huna. And today's daf is sponsored Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So yesterday we had our first of five members from Zera B'Shem Rav Huna. Here we have our second one, Rav Zera B'Shem Rav Huna. Kalim Besu Uman Loivshan Vin Miskarei Iskareya. If a person got his clothing from the tailor and he hadn't tried them on before Shabbos, he doesn't know if they fit perfectly. He still could wear them on Shabbos, and if they tear, they tear. It's not a problem because it's done without intention. Another member, Rav Zera if his clothing got tangled in thorns, he accidentally walked into a thorn bush, so he has a whole bunch of thorns in his clothing. He can remove them from his clothing in a private place so that people can't see due to the fact that it looks like mentakin, as long as he does his best not to tear them. Member number four, if mud fell on his clothing, he could wipe it away with one hand. That's not a problem of malabin, of cleaning, as long as he doesn't rub it really hard, because that would be a problem of malabin. And also the last member of Zer says Rav Huna, Shari if a person's clothing is wet with dew, he left them outside maybe, and in the morning he comes, he sees they're wet with dew, and he wants to shake him out. So if he's going to shake him out himself, that's not a problem. That's Bechada with one person. Three people doing it together is Aser, because they're going to really shake it out good, and that's like cleaning it. Whereas two is a question, we're not so sure if two is like one or like three. And also another din, Hain Desachi, someone who washed themselves on Shabbos, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, they both argue. Chah number one says, Hachin Shari v'Hachin Aser, this was mutter, this was usser, meaning if he dries his entire body at once, that's okay, but drying his body limb by limb, aver is not okay, because we're afraid he's going to come to schita, he's going to end up squeezing that way. Whereas B'charen Abba, the other one says, bein hachin bein hachin usser, in both situations, it's usser. And Rav Abba Azmina, all meschin Rav Zeira, Rav Abba Azmina went up and washed with Rav Zeira, b'loy shav ke'aved, d'loy hachin, d'loy hachin, he didn't allow him to do either this way or that way. Another din, nafu ma'am al-Bagadav, if water fell on a person's clothing, Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiya, they argue, Chah number one says, minara shari that shaking it out is permitted. That's not malabin, it's not cleaning it. But wiping it down vigorously, that's aser, because that's like cleaning it. V'charno, but the other one, mechalef, he switches it around. He says wiping it down is permitted, but shaking it is aser. The Gemara continues, pay attention to the girsa change. Rav Bal says, b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi, zesha roikek, somebody who spits, mavliya b'ksusay v'ene chayshesh, he could wipe it up or he could spit into his clothing and he doesn't have to be worried. Since it's such a small amount of liquid, it's not considered like he's cleaning. Another member of Bal says, b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi, ispalgun Rav Chiya Ruba, Rav Shimon Barebi, Rav Chiya Rabba, and Rav Shimon the son of Rebbe argue. Chah number one says roikek v'shaf, that one could spit on the ground and rub it with his foot, and that's not a problem of a shvuy gumais. It's not like he's smoothing out holes; it's such a small amount. And v'chayr number the other one says ain't a roikek v'shaf. He's not just spit on the ground and rub it with his foot. Now ma'pligin, what's our homachloikas? B'she'ain shampasipas. That's only if there's no stone floor. Avol yesh shampasipas. If the floor is stone, roikek v'shaf. Everyone agrees he could spit and rub it with his foot because over here there's no shvuy gumais. It's just a regular stone floor. A was in regards to saliva, rakak. If one spat and the wind scattered it all around, he's over for Zaira for winnowing, and that's because, just like by winnowing, when a person takes his pitchfork, digs it into the pile of grain, and throws it up, what does the wind do? It scatters all the chaff, all the unwanted material, and the grain, which is the wanted material, falls. It's the same thing over here. When he spits into the wind, it scatters his spit. The saliva is something that he doesn't want, so it's considered like Zaira. And by that same token, anything which is lacking the wind, and now the wind comes along and helps him, he needs it for this particular purpose, he's over for Zaira. And moving on to the next malacha of the Mishnah of a habayrer, someone who selects. Now we're going to learn a bunch of dinim regarding bayrer in this upcoming Gemara. Amar Yudin Rudan tells us, Yeshu bayrer tsreres kol yoyim ve'enem eschayiv. There could be a person who's selecting, he's doing bayrer of stones, he's taking out little pebbles, and he's doing this the whole day, and he's not chayiv. And Yeshu naitel ki gregeres umiyad meschayiv. There could be somebody who takes a gregeres, just a small amount worth, and he's going to be chayiv right away. Hey chavita, how is this? So hay yeshu lagabe kri, he's sitting right next to a huge pile of grain, and he's taking out pebbles from it the whole day, and he's not chayiv, because he didn't accomplish anything. Whereas, if he takes just a small amount in his hand, and he takes out a pebble, that was the only one there, and so that's the only thing he had to do, chayiv. So he's chayiv, because he actually accomplished something by taking out that little stone. And now we're going to expand our discussion of bayer regarding yantif as well. We know that certain malachas that are for oichal nefesh, they're for food, one is allowed to do them on yantif. For example, cooking or baking and things like that. And we also know that certain malachas that even though you might say that they're for eichel nefesh, they're still usher. For example, you can't harvest. You can't pluck a fruit off of a tree on yontif. That's not considered eichel nefesh. The question is, what about bayrer? Is one allowed to select? Is allowed to choose this from that on yontif? Is that considered eichel nefesh that's allowed? The Bisham is machmir and Beis Hillel is mekel. Both of them say that there's a certain way to do it, but in general, Bisham is machmir and Beis Hillel is mekel. And now knowing that, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda asked the following. Also came Bishabes, al-daiti to Beis Shammai, ma'o she'echayiv. If a person did this on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, is he chayv or not. Meaning, if a person did bayur on Shabbos, the way the Beis Shammai says he's allowed to do bayur on Yontif, is he going to be chayv for doing that on Shabbos? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef told him, V'lamaloi, why not be chayv? Ilu also came b'Shabbos al the Beis Hillel, shem einu chayv. If he did so on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel, would he perhaps not be chayv? Of course he'd be chayv. As we said, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a certain way that a person is allowed to do bayur on Yontif. And according to Beis Hillel, if a person does a Yontif type of bayur on Shabbos, of course he's going to be chayv. So v'hacha chayv. Here also, according to Beis Shammai, if he does a Yontif type of bayur on Shabbos, he should be chayv. What's the question? So Rav Mana says that no. Yos Amar Rabbi Yoina Abba, Rabbi Yoina, my father, said good that loy asya el al de Beis Shammai. This question is actually only in Beis Shammai, not in Beis Hillel. Why is that? So according to Beis Hillel, who's very makel, he allows regular proper bayur to be done on Yomtif, and therefore, for sure, if a person does that type of bayur on Shabbos, he's going to be chayv. The question is in Shittas Beis Shammai. It's in Beis Shammai that we're not so sure. Do we say that when Beis Shammai allows a person to do a certain type of bayur on Yontif, it's because hotar mechlaloi, there's a 100% heter for this type of bayur on Yontif, and if that's the case, then that means that this type of bayur one would be chayv for on Shabbos, or perhaps Beis Shammai actually doesn't allow bayur on Yontif at all, he's just makel very slightly, allowing a certain type of thing to be done on Yontif, but not that bayur as a whole is much on Yontif, and therefore, if that's done on Shabbos, one would not be chayv for it, because really, it's not considered bayur. And that's the question that we're asking only in Beis Shammai, and we don't have an answer for it. We continue to discuss, bir eichlein mitoch eichlein. Let's say a person did bayur of food from other food. We have two different types of food that got mixed up, and he selected one type of food. Cheske amar chayv, Cheske says he's chayv for that, whereas Rabbi Yochanan amar pater, Rabbi Yochanan says he's pater. Now the Gemara says, masisa pligal cheskia, the following brisa seems clearly not to be like cheskia. The amar we have brisa, it tells us, bayur v'eichel, bayur minyachal sholchan. One could be bayur and eat, and one could be bayur and leave on the table. Now being bayur and eating is not a problem according to everybody. If a person picks out food and eats it right away, that's no issue. So the question seems to be coming from a seifa that's telling us bayur u'minyachal sholchan. This is called being bayur for later. Now that according to everybody is usur. We know that one is not allowed to be bayur and leave it just for later. But since we see from the statement of the brisa bayur u'minyachal sholchan, he could do bayur and leave it on the table. It's mashma that it could be left for later. So it must be that this is not bayur in the first place. And so we see that bayur eichel from eichel is not a problem because how else is the brisa able to say that he could leave it for later? And this is clearly not lecheskia. However, Rabban Bar Chiya says b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Tifter. We could explain as follows: Shayu Archin Eichlin Rishayna Rishayna. That the second part is actually referring to the Archin, the guests that are there, and they are eating it bit by bit. Meaning, when it says Bayur Minyachal Shulchan, it doesn't mean that he's selecting and he's leaving it on the table for later. It means he's putting it on the table for the Archin, the guests, to eat, and they're eating it right away. So it's not a question of cheskia. We continue discussing. V'atani we have a brisa that says Ubavat Shal Yavers Kol Oisei Amin. As long as he doesn't select, he doesn't choose, he doesn't take out that entire min, and him also came b'Shabbos chayv. If he did so on Shabbos, he's chayv. So that the way we can understand this brisa according to cheskia is she can't bar kedarke b'Shabbos chayv. If someone does bar like regular, meaning he's leaving it lachar zman, as we had said, he's saving it for later, he's going to be chayv for that, and that's what the brisa could be referring to. The being bar is kol oisei hamin. That's a problem. Now that Rabbi Yechon, what about him? How does he explain this? She can't bar kedarke b'makom acher chayv. Since there is a type of bar that one would be chayv for, that's oichel from soiles, the good from the bad. So even in this situation, that's not good from bad, it's good from good, still, he's not allowed to do so. He's not chayiv, but it's still usur. And now we just conclude with a question in Shitas Cheskia. He seems to tell us that eichel from eichel is a problem. You have two different types of food mixed together, you're not allowed to be bayur, you're not allowed to select and choose and put one of those types of food to the side. The question is, how far does this go? Even if we have two types of fig cakes, that's igulin, big ones and small ones, is it also to choose one from the other? Or remainim, pomegranates, is also to choose one from the other? Is that considered bayur? Now that would be a big chiddush to say so, and if you do want to say that, then we might even take it a step further. Oikeni, if that's even so, afil b'nei nosh min gai b'nei nosh. Maybe it should be usher to choose people from people. If there's a whole group of people milling around and you want to call one of them, you say, hey Mosh, come over here, that's Bayer, you're selecting him to come, and maybe that's a problem, which obviously does not make sense. That's not a problem at all. So the Gemara has a little bit of a challenge in trying to understand Shitas Cheskia. And the Gemara continues, my kedoin, who do we paskin like, Cheskia or Rabbi Yochanan? And even though we do not have an answer to this, we continue, call Am Maidai, everyone does agree, l'hadot Rav Imi, to that which Rav Imi said, meaning even Cheskia will agree, Rav Imi havaloi archin, Rav Imi had guests, apik kumehan termusin psilin, he brought them out termusin beans, and the psilas, the waste as well, which is basically the shell or the peel of the bean, he brought all together in one big mush, amrloin, he told them, havan datechain da'atun mechol kinsaya b'saifa, you should make up your mind that you're going to eat the shell or the peel of these beans at the end, and then there's no problem with bayur. The whole issue is going to be to take food from psilas, but if it's not considered psilas, because you're going to eat the shell or this peel after you finish eating the main bean, so then it's no problem, and then you could eat the bean first and afterwards eat the psoilas, and then you have no bayrer issues. We continue discussing this. Tanu have a braisa, ein bayrin, v'loy teichlin, v'loy markiden, no selecting, no grinding, and no sifting. Abar ha-teichlin ha-merakid b'shabes, niskal. If a person does on Shabbos, he would get skila. It's an usur d'iraisa. And b'yantef, he does so on yantef, so if it's arbaim, he's going to get 40 malkas. Now, as a gemara of ha-teninu, we have a mission that says, bar kedarka b'chekoi b'tamchoi, that on yantef, he's allowed to do regular bayrer in his chek, in his lap, with a tamchoi, with a plate, meaning he could do bayrer just like regular, like he would do during the week. So how could we have his braisa that tells us that on yantef he's going to get malkas, where we have his mission that says he's allowed to do bayrer? And on Rechanina, on Tunayo, he answers, samachal fam on the top, Derma Gamliel he. This braisa is actually Derma Gamliel. Derma Gamliel, Derma Gamliel says, af midiach v'shayla, he could wash off and skim the top. This has Zun Machlex Besham Bes Hillel, how to do bayrer on yantef, and Rabbi Gamliel weighs in by saying that the only proper way to do it is to wash off these things in a bucket. That's midiach, he washes it with water. Then all the psilas floats to the top, and then he could skim it off. That's shayla, he could skim it off the top. And so we see that according to Rabbi Gamliel, bayrer like regular is not permitted on yantef, and so according to him, if one does bayrer, he's going to get malkas. As we're holding 1 second about Tanin, we have a mission that says, Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Hayu Shechin Asapilpil and Brechain Shalhen, that the household of Rabbi Gamliel, they would crush their peppercorns in their millstones on yantef. A mutter litchon va'asr lover, you want to tell me that it's mutter to grind, but it's asr to select? How does that make sense? If you're not allowed to do bayer, so you're not allowed to do taichen, and if you're allowed to do taichen, you're allowed to do bayer. What's going on over here? So Rabbi Yaisa answers, b'shem Rav Ila, loy hotra t'china kedarka, they didn't allow grinding like regular. So Beis Rabbi Gamliel allowed grinding with a shinoi the same way that they allowed bayer with a shinoi. But regular taichen, regular bayer is asr according to Beis Rabbi Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.